Once more the seasons change, and thoughts turn to Christmas. The village choir would practice diligently, not only for the services, but for the customary going of the rounds, a very useful way of extracting cash from the gentry. Many carols were lost to the churches and chapels, but some are still sung lustily today in lodging pubs in the Peak District and around Sheffield, such as one that follows, complete with symphonies before and between verses.
Children were looking like so many reflectors of the bright pile of fire. When the church service came back, stamping the snow from their feet.
George Eliot, who was born just south of London, and writing The Sad Fortunes of the Reverend Amos Barton in 1875, gives the final words for this evening's concert to an old parishioner, Mrs. Patton, some 80 years old, reminiscing about the earlier days of the church, with its choir of singers and instruments, and when psalms were sung. They bring our story back to the beginning. "Hey, dear," said Mrs. Patton, falling back in her chair. "What would the old pastor, Mr. Gibble, say if he was worthy to know the changes that have come about in the church these last 10 years? Oh, it's time to make such doctrine. When Mr. Barton comes to see me, he talks about nothing but my sins and my need of mercy. Now, Mr. Hackett, I've known women after he goes to my wife. If I'm not to be saved, I know as many are as in a bad way. But it's well for me to come to the church any longer. What if the old fingers that have been done away with? Oh. There'll be nothing left but the woman that comes to die."
Yeah. Sorry, folks. That was the cassette tape for the second half running out.